Underwood football among the final 16 left in Class 1A. They'll take on West Marshall on Friday night. Talking now with Underwood head coach Nate McHaleson. Coach, I mean, one of the final 16 left in Class 1A, and you get there after a dominant win over South Central Calhoun on Friday night. I know you've had a few days to dissect that win. Tell me about it and how you're feeling.
Just after watching film, obviously you walk off the field and you feel real fortunate and obviously really happy with the win in general. But I walked off the field thinking, you know, we played pretty good football there for the first half, and you throw film on and that's what it turned out to be. We played really well on both sides of the ball. You know, I thought offensively we had one drive that didn't end in a touchdown. That was the first drive. We got inside the 10 and just stalled out. And then we're pretty dominant from there on out, ran the ball pretty successfully. And obviously Garrett had a really nice night through the air. And defensively, we challenged our team to match their physicality. They were a downhill running team and kind of wanted to dictate tempo and the clock that way. And you know, our guys up front and our linebacking core really stepped up and did a good job stopping the run. And then we're able to, you know, create a couple turnovers, give our offense another chance, another crack at it. So, all in all, really happy with Friday's performance.
Another really good game, great game for Garrett Lutt. And it's kind of been par for the course, name the sport, over the last couple of years there at Underwood. You know, speak to what you saw from him and what very well could be his final home game.
Yeah, I mean, barring anything really, really crazy, I would assume that's his last home game there in Underwood. Obviously saved one of his best, if not the best for last. I think the game has just kind of really slowed down for him. I think our receivers have stepped up over the last two or three weeks. You know, we're starting to get some really hone in on some of the concepts we really like and that we're, you know, we do a good job, running and getting open. And then I think honestly, just the success we've had in the running game with three different backs, I think that really opens things up, down the field as well. So, all those things considered, we trust Garrett. Obviously, we put the ball in his hands every play and trust him immensely to make the right decision. So we'll continue to, lean on him big time, as we get further in the playoffs. And I have the utmost confidence that he's going to, play really well, until he takes his final snap.
Yeah, and with the ground game, I know that's an area that earlier in the year you'd mentioned you wanted to see continue to grow, and it looks like the last couple of weeks you guys have had success running the football. Speak to the evolution of the ground game there the last couple of weeks.
Well, I just think, due to some injury, we've just kind of had to, throw some other backs in the fire this year a little bit, and we've kind of come out the other side of it and gained, quite a bit of depth there. I think Charlie Myers was our opening night starter and did a really good job and then got a little banged up there. Week two, same week as Riley Seelock, they both got banged up in that I-35 game early in the year. And you throw a freshman in there like River Allen and because, we've been seeing some pretty good things from him at practice, but you obviously never know how that's going to translate to the game. And he runs really well for, most of the season. I think when there's competition in the backfield, it makes everybody up their game because everybody wants touches and everybody wants to, play. So I think just that general competition has really kind of sparked all those guys. And when they get their opportunity to touch the ball on Friday night, they make the most of it.
Looking ahead now, road trip to West Marshall on Friday night. They're playing some pretty good football. They have like four straight blowout wins. What do you know about them as you prepare?
Obviously still diving into film, but the film we've seen, obviously they're going to be a big physical football team. I think they, emphasize running the football. That's what they'd rather do. But the thing about them is they can put it in the air and they do have some really talented weapons that they can throw it to. But they'll probably be, aside from, trainer, in terms of their size up front, as big a front as we've seen, on both sides of the football. So, obviously they won a really talented district over there. I think came down to, them and Pleasantville and I-35 and they, won out in points. They played a tough schedule. I think they played South Hardin in their non-district. So they've been tested. They know they've seen some obviously really good opponents. It's going to take our best effort of the year, no doubt about it. And that's what we'll keep emphasizing. We talk about playing our best football every time we get the chance. And I think we're coming off our best performance of the year and we're looking to duplicate that this Friday.
Yeah, and when you get to this time of year, you know, every little thing matters. But what's the most important thing on Friday night?
Well, I think, you know, I think every Friday night, third down on both sides of the ball is super important. Can you find a way to stay on the field offensively? Can you find a way to get off the field defensively? So we'll continue to emphasize third down. It's something we do in practice. You know, every week we emphasize those scenarios and you know, try to make sure our defense is ready for you know, third and short, third and medium, third and long, and then obviously try to get our offense to execute in those scenarios too. So, you know, I think, you know, we're starting to force more turnovers. That's something that, you know, I think that in the middle of the year when we were just kind of, you know, just playing okay, I just don't think we were turning anybody over. So we've started to, you know, create some turnovers and give our offense some extra, you know, opportunities. And so we're just kind of playing, you know, we're feeding off all units here, and that's what we kind of need to do. And you know, we'll put a priority on practicing really well. We've practiced really well the last few weeks, and I think if we can do that again this week, then, you know, we'll be ready to roll Friday.
Nate McKelson, head football coach at Underwood. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.